Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I don't know about you. It's a voting day here in the state of Missouri, and we will go do that a little bit later. Some people get up early in the morning and do that. Not me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we get started. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Abba Father. We praise you for your love and your grace and your mercy and your saving power. We ask for your protection, Father, over us, over this nation, and especially our president right now. We ask that you will guide him, put before him wise and godly counsel, and put before him also that gifted discernment that he can be able to sift through all that is put before him. And may we as your people also have this gift and this guide from above. Grant us wisdom to have a curiosity to seek the truth and to reason, not to believe all that we're told. And Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have given us. We ask that you will keep our law enforcement, our local law enforcement, men and women, keep them safe, Father. We ask your blessings upon CSC Talk Radio and on this show today, that we might speak truth and encourage others. Lift one another up. You, CSC Talk Radio, Father, and bless it. You know our many, many needs, and we are trusting in you. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne. Amen. Vulnerable and gullible. Is that what Americans are today? If this pandemic has revealed anything to us, it's the fact that we are, in the nation, vulnerable and possibly way too trusting. Masks, not that good. Don't buy masks. Masks are necessary. We will fine you if you don't wear one. Goggles are helpful. What will it be next week? What kind of new mandate will come down? Education is vital. One of the most valuable things you can learn is how to learn. There should be just a little curiosity and a little scientist in each and every one of us. Liberal logic has been kind of a joke, but it's really not too funny when you stop and think about what it is they're trying to do, pull the wool over your eyes. But one example, if you'll remember back when, first we have to sign the bill, and then we will, or pass the bill, and then we'll read it to see what's in it. Does that make sense to you? Is that what you would do with any legal document that came across your path? That kind of reasoning is nonsense. And unfortunately, we've grown to expect such things from those people who are supposed to have our best interest at heart. Today, the left have been, they believe in the protesters. They believe in their hate. They hate this nation as well. And the flag, the peaceful protesters. Now, digest that for just a moment, the peaceful protesters. What we see are peaceful pyromaniacs burning flags and Bibles. The taking of the knee in disdain for all that this country stands for. The left uphold this and they defend them. Yet, last week the casket of John Lewis was draped with that American flag. COVID-19 users and abusers tell us, stay at home, don't go out. Yet they allow thousands of prison inmates, many violent offenders, out of prison to save their lives. what's going on. It wasn't so long ago that the left and the teachers' union told us homeschooling is bad. Now it's keep the children home, learn online, pay the teachers full salary. This morning I read an article about the COVID-19. I'm going to try and get its author on the air with us. But she was talking about the virus. Now, the virus is not a hoax, but the forced reactions are, and some of the messages we're being fed, those aren't 100% true. In this article, she pointed that out. I won't get into the details, but she talked about all the different viruses. The MERS, 2012, the SARS in 2003, they're still around. And she says it's likely that the SARS CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19 will be with us for the feasible future. It's not going to go away. It's here. She gets into the information in that article about some of the medications and the fighting over that. But let's move on to climate change. AOC and others are forcing that belief to the world. The world will come to an end unless we spend trillions of dollars, stop the gassy cows from polluting the air, and take full control of your land and your life. I saw a cute picture of AOC. Yeah, I know. But she was blowing bubbles to a little girl, young girl, young child there. AOC was blowing bubbles. She didn't have a mask on. Lots of CO2 was coming out of her mouth. Was AOC endangering the planet? Was AOC promoting a pandemic of the COVID-19? My guest today is Jim Hollingsworth. Jim is with the CO2 Coalition. He's promoting truth and common sense. He's a graduate of Pensacola Christian College with a master's degree in Bible studies and undergraduate degree in social science with other works in geology and weather. He worked for 9 years at the Bunker Hill Mine and has a strong background in climatology. He is a member, as I said, of CO2 Coalition and the Global Warming Realists. Jim has authored a book, Climate Change, Convenient Truth. Welcome back, Jim, to CSE Talk Radio. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Beth. You know, I was just listening, to your program, Good Old Common Sense. Excuse me. You know, we don't have any common sense today. We had global warming created a lot of fear. And now with the pandemic, people are terrified to go out of their houses or do anything. And I'm here in North Idaho where I would say majority of our people are just laughing because we go into a Walmart store and nobody wears a mask and they can't do much about it. But anyway.
Well, they've changed here in Missouri, and Walmart is demanding you wear a mask, and several of the stores are demanding you wear a mask now. And, of course, that's coming up from corporate, and that's a topic of a whole other story. They're all afraid of being sued. And I think if they want to do something to get this planet going back in business, this nation, we need to say there will be no lawsuits if you catch COVID-19. But that's not what they're doing. The only ones they want to protect from
I talked to our governor's office yesterday, and they said, well, they weren't making any requirements, and our local health district has passed an ordinance that if you're outside without your mask, you can be cited. Well, the sheriff's department has already said they're not going to worry about it. And, you know, it's really impractical. You wear a mask all day, and you can see how uncomfortable you are.
Oh, they're terrible. They're terrible. And, you know, I have a brother that has a lung disease. He can't wear one. He can't breathe. And there's a lot of people with asthma. And there's just minor things. I mean, asthma's not always minor. It can be very serious. But just things like that and people that are claustrophobic. I mean, it's just unreal what the demands are. Hear the music. We're going into a break. I want to talk about this more. I want to talk about your book and some of the great things you have in that. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Remember, CO2 is good for you. Don't buy all this stuff. Learn how to learn and read and kind of do your own research and come up with your own conclusions. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Jim Hollingsworth, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. But, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. And after, I would say, about a month, I was able to walk, and I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again. It was just a case of me not having all the nourishments that a body is supposed to have in my body. I mean, it was really an incredible thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Jim Hollingsworth, and he wrote a book, The Climate Change, A Convenient Truth. I opened your book, and I saw who you gave credit to here. You say, I wish to thank the following professionals that have helped with your book and encouraged you. And at the top of the list, I was very familiar with Tom DeWeese, and there were several names within there, Patrick Michaels, and several others that I have known either through or outside of CO2 Coalition. And, of course, Tom DeWeese is an authority on Agenda 21, and we've had him on the air several times. It's been a long time. I need to get back in touch with Tom. But it's a very small world whenever we're seeking truth and we're in the same little group, it would seem, even though that group is spread out across this nation. And so I thank you for that. It's kind of neat to know that we're just almost related, Jim. We know so many of the same people. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Listen, you know, somebody asked me, why did I write the book? And I've been thinking about it for a long time, and then I got this message about the little girl that came home crying because the world was going to end in 10 years, and she couldn't do anything about it. And I said, that's it. I got to write a book that children can understand. And then I was thinking about Greta Thunberg, you know, and she said, people are dying, people are suffering, ecosystems are collapsing, and it's the beginning of a mass extinction. You know, she didn't believe any of that stuff. It was somebody put it down and she just read it. But it's amazing what people will believe today, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We've just become, you know, very vulnerable and gullible. And, you know, even with this pandemic, everybody's scared to death. Nobody's seeking out their own information. Everybody is scared to death. We're being told conflicting things. One day it's one thing and the next day it's another. And it's just ridiculous. And I don't know if it's a reflection on our public school system. I know the universities are teaching our kids bad stuff. And I know that the public school system, depending on where you are and the teachers, they do the same thing. But
well, you know, it's amazing.
They're all promoting this climate change, Jim, and it's become a religion with them.
It has. You know, I wrote to our local school board because they're thinking about opening school and making the kids wear a mask. And I said, you know, how many kids do you know that would wear a mask voluntarily all day? So the poor teacher's going to be spending half her time enforcing the law or the ruling, and she needs that time to teach. And, you know, it's just I appreciate your show being based on common sense, because a little common sense, you know, I'm involved with a group of probably, I don't know, 400 or 500 people that don't believe any of it. We just go on with life like we've always had.
Well, things haven't changed for me a whole lot. I do carry a mask just in case I have to wear it when I go in someplace. But other than that, I don't wear one. And, you know, that my husband and his siblings have been pretty careful around his mother. And, you know, we have had outbreaks and we've had some deaths in this area. And she's, you know, she's up well in her late 90s now. And so they're careful with her because she is vulnerable in other ways. She has diabetes and she has some other issues, health issues that make her a little more vulnerable to disease. So, you know, there's always reason to be cautious. There's always reason to be cautious during the, what do they call it, the flu season. You know, well, flu season is just around the corner. What are we going to do? We're going to have flu. We're going to have COVID. People are going to have pneumonia. They're going to get other things that come with the fall and the winter. It's a way of life, but you shouldn't be afraid of it.
You have to.
And that's what bothers me, is people are in fear instead of using common sense to deal with it.
You have to see the truth of the matter. There's a group of people that kind of think they run our country, and they use climate change to try to get control of the government. And now with this, it was just ideal. But, you know, truly, this flu is no worse than we've had over the last 4 or 5 years. It happens every year. A certain number of people get sick, and a certain number of people end up in the hospital with pneumonia, and a certain number actually die, and it's a tragedy. But today, you know, we've got so much fear. I know people that are terrified. They don't want to go outside. They're just deathly afraid they'll get it and they'll die, because you remember we were told first that 2.2 million people are going to die from this virus, so it's terrible.
But, well, you know, suicides are up, and, you know, that kind of thing, and alcoholism, and the drug use is all up because people, they're turning to that. You know, they really need the Lord. You and I both know that. But, you know, I've got friends that are in law enforcement, and, you know, their jobs are kind of scary right now. But traffic violations and accidents are higher right now, because people are, I don't know, they're just driving crazy because they think they can get away with it. No cop wants to stop them or what the situation is, but it's just everything is getting extreme. And people just need to take a chill pill, back up, and kind of look at what's really going on and move on.
You know, I don't know if you saw the conference of the doctors from all over the country. They had a conference last weekend in Washington, D.C., and it was so great, it went viral, and all the platforms shut them down, and a few people managed to save it, so we can still get it by searching online. But, you know, like the psychiatrist in that group, he said there's been an increase in bedwetting because the children are terrified, an increase in suicides and so forth. And, you know, with global warming, you go outside and you can see, well, the weather's the same thing we had last year. You know, it's not any worse. And that's why I wrote my book. I hope folks will get it. You know, every child in school needs to read this book. It's really simple. There's no charts or graphs. And it's written, you know, on a very simple level so they can understand it. And And, you know, they're getting so much trash in school. And that's one of the wonderful things about all this is that parents have been stuck at home with their kids so they know what they're getting at school. And all of a sudden, a lot of them go, boy, I can teach my kid. And so there's going to be a real increase in homeschooling.
I think so, at least in part. I know that I have grandchildren that I have daughter-in-laws that are teachers. And they're concerned about things, and not about the virus so much, but just how it's affecting the families and the children. My one daughter-in-law has been filling her time with she had an abundance of people that wanted her to write Christian family devotionals. And so she's been busy doing that because some families have been leaning on the Lord a little bit harder than they had been before because of this pandemic. And you get to know your family a little better when you're home with them. And nowadays, with both parents working outside the home, I worked at home most of the time. I did end up going to work when the children were a little older. But you know your children more when you're there with them 24/7.
You know
what's going on in their lives.
I read comments by one lady was saying, talking about homeschooling, she said, number one, she wasn't a teacher. Well, she taught her kids all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And number two, she said, both she and her husband working, they had to keep working in order to make ends meet. Well, what meant more to her? Her children or all the fancy house and cars and furniture and stuff? I mean, I know all kinds of people that are teaching their own kids, and they just live in smaller houses or whatever, you know.
You know, Sunday we visited in Sunday school, and there was a young couple there, younger couple anyway. He had spent some time in Japan. He was in the service. And they had a camaraderie. We're talking about camaraderie at that time. And he said everybody trusted one another. He said where we were, you didn't worry about leaving your billfold out or your, you know, laying your watch on the table or whatever the case may be. It was going to be there when you came back or somebody was going to find it and find you. He said it was a huge adjustment coming back into the States. Now, this was just kind of scary and very telling of what we've become here in the United States. He said all of a sudden you had to be careful of everything and everybody was keeping up with the Joneses and there was a rush, rush, rush. The camaraderie was immediately gone from his life, and he had nothing. He said it was a terrible adjustment coming back into the United States out of Japan, and I thought that was kind of telling about how far away from God, at least, and family, we've become here in the U.S.
You know, Beth, that I enjoyed writing this climate change book so much, and it's had a certain amount of success, which I've appreciated, so I wrote a book, a biography of Cortez, Hernando Cortez, who actually was the conqueror of Mexico. And mm-hmm. I wrote this biography, and the book is just about ready to go out. We have a few more corrections, but it'll be on the market probably in the next month. And then I'm also just about done with writing a book on the Aztecs. So I would like to write a book on abortion, but that's going to be a big project. I'll have to do a lot.
That will be a big project. I'm writing a book, and I'm not getting very far on it. I don't know. I'm not very good. But I'm writing one. It's titled, I Have a Pink Hat, Too, and it's about encouraging women. We're headed into a break. We will be right back. Jim Hollingsworth and Beth Ann. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ
about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, "What are you doing?" And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, "Well, whatever you're doing, keep it up."
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting with Jim Hollingsworth. Jim, let's talk about this book. Let's get this one on the market here with my listeners and tell them how they can get your book, Climate Change, A Convenient Truth. You know, right now is the time to start putting common sense in the kids' heads instead of all these fears. So let's tell them how they can get your book.
Well, it's not a hard book to get. Just Amazon.com has it listed right now at a discount, actually. Barnes & Noble and other sources have it, so it's an easy book to get. Somebody wants to write me a note, I'll send them a signed copy, but okay. It's an easy book to get, and it's not that expensive.
It's under $20. $17.95 is what the back of mine says on it. And
that's the price. But right now, Amazon, I think, sell it for like $14.95 or something.
Well, that's good. That's good. So this is the book to have. You know, we had Facts No Fear years and years ago that was perfect for kids. This is maybe not quite as simple as Facts No Fear, but it is a easy read. Climate Change, A Convenient Truth by Jim Hollingsworth. So just go online and try and get that or go to your local. I guess if the bookstores are open, go to your local bookstore and see if they can grab that for you. You know, we talk about the fears that they're putting into the children. And, you know, we had the big eclipse here a couple years ago. And I had a grandson that was afraid to go outside. So he's walking around looking straight down. He could have walked into something because they had instilled such a fear in school with him. Now, his mom and dad were taking good care of him. They had their protective glasses and everything, and they had told him, you know, look straight in it and that, you know. But he was scared to death, absolutely scared to death, took the joy of what he was seeing completely out of his life. And that's what I see with these youngsters that are afraid and these young people that are afraid to marry and have children because the world is coming to an end and they don't want to be the ones that add to the climate change and the demise of this land, you know, and it's, they've taken everything away from them because all they've given them is fear. No answers, just fear. That bothers me, and I'm glad somebody like you writes a book, tells the truth, understand what CO2 really is. And you said there was, in your book, you said there's three different kinds of people interested in climate change. I wanted you to explain that to the listeners.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of people. There's people that believe everything you tell them, and then there's some that don't believe anything, and then there's others that will test the truth. And, of course, those are the ones that really do the most good because they take the time to find out something. You know, I found it, too, that it's interesting that you mentioned Range Magazine in your commercial time.
Oh, yeah.
I've been taking the magazine for several years, and they printed one of the chapters from my book last year, which I really appreciated, and printed a commercial on the book. So, you know, it's a great magazine. And another thing that really concerns me is, you know, we see city after city like Portland, Oregon, and other places talking about going 100% renewable. Well, if we got renewable that actually worked, we'd have these batteries the size of a city and huge areas covered. It's just an impossibility. Right now, if you're on renewable energy and the sun doesn't shine, well, then they fire up a gas-fired or a coal-fired generator. We're not going to be able to do away. You cannot going to be able to do that when they do away with that stuff. So people need to have a little common sense. That's where it all comes back to.
Well, and even with that, you know, they still have to have the other to make it. It's just, you know, when we talk about the air turbines, the wind turbines, you know, you have to have steel to do that. They want to do away with all steel. You have to have coal to make the steel to mold it into those big turbines. And those things are huge. When you see those things going down the highway, they're huge.
They are.
But they can't be everywhere. There's certain areas in this nation as well as around the world that they really don't have a lot of breeze going on. And so they're not going to work. And even they need a little pumping. You know, you've got to use some common sense and you've got to do a little research.
Well, not only that, when they wear out, they're impossible to dispose of, and then they're killing a lot of eagles and other birds. It's a terrible thing, and some people are affected by the noise. So that's another problem. You know, people don't want to live around them.
Right, but you also mentioned in your book that it's become. It's a big money maker. They're making money off of this. And they're scaring people and making money, and it's just infuriating to me. You know, somebody made the comment that the rest of us were buying his solar panels because he was getting government grants for the solar panels. You know, if you do this, we're going to pay you this X amount of dollars. And, you know, those are not bad things. But it's a bad thing when it's being promoted like that and people are actually making money off of it and the rest of us are paying for it. But,
well, you know, there's a lot of interesting things. Somebody flew, I don't know from where to where, but anyway, they flew across the country with an airplane that was solar powered. but it, you know, only one person flew on it. It was like a glorified glider. And, you know, it took them several weeks to make this trip. Anyway, they're just trying to prove it could be done. Well, that's nice, but...
They're no Amelia Earhart, are they?
Well, you know, right now, I think around 3% of our energy is produced by renewable energy. Well, you're going to raise it up to 100, you can see you'll have the whole country covered with solar panels. Is that what we really want? And then they only last about 25 years. You're going to have to replace them. What are you going to do with all that stuff? You're going to just throw it in the trash and bury it? I mean, it's a huge problem.
You know, and where are you going to farm?
Oh, well, we don't have to eat, right?
Well, they only have to cook it. You know, they don't want you to eat any of them gassy cows. We got to quit raising cattle because they're putting out too much gas to the environment. You know, when they say things like that, I just think ignorance. And, you know, I'm no genius, but I think I can figure some things out. And, you know, one thing that, of course, we talk a little bit, we talk a lot about politics around here, and we've been talking a little bit about China. China wears masks all year round because their air is so filthy. They refuse to do anything to clean their air up. So we're starting to look like China because we're walking around with all these masks on, but we've got clean air to breathe. It's not really COVID-19 infested, but
well,
that's what they would have us believe.
People will get sick of masks, and one by one they'll quit wearing them. Pretty soon the police department will. You know, we've had one county sheriff said no, he wouldn't enforce it. We had another county sheriff said he couldn't enforce it. It would be too much. And when I talked to the school district here, I said, you know, if you're going to require these kids to wear masks, then the teacher's going to spend so much time enforcing the ruling that she won't get her work done. And it's just crazy. Who needs to wear a mask in school?
Well, they're making them here. And I know my teenage granddaughter just turned teenager. She just now turned 13. She doesn't even want to go back to school because
well,
of this.
I can't blame her.
It's not because she's a bad student. It's just that it's just a not because she's afraid either. It's the wearing the masks all day and all the hoops they got to jump through. And they're making a big deal out of everything. And the kids are just, you know, like, well, I just soon stay home anyway. So, but she really misses her friends. I'm not trying to say that. But I know keeping that on a 10-year-old, a 5-year-old, or a 13-year-old, making them wear masks all day long, good luck with that. I raised 5 sons. I know how tough that's going to be. I couldn't even get them to keep their socks on. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Jim Hollingsworth. We encourage you to buy this book, Climate Change, A Convenient Truth, by Jim Hollingsworth, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BETHANN to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BETHANN and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BETHANN to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Jim Hollingsworth. He's written a book, Climate Change, A Convenient Truth. I think it's advisable that each one of you should purchase this book if you possibly can. It's under $20. One of the things that have made me a non-believer for a long time in climate change is the constant changing of what is really there. We go from, we remember the acid rain days, we remember the global cooling days, we remember the hole in the ozone days, and we remember the now the global warming, and now it's climate change because they can't decide what it is. But this attorney that wrote an endorsement in your book, I thought was quite clever. As a litigation attorney for nearly 30 years, I know a lot about evidence. The evidence presented for climate change simply does not add up. There is no basis for saying the science is settled or 97% of scientists support global warming theories. Many highly qualified scientists have shown that there is no threat from carbon dioxide. Jim Hollingsworth shows the valid evidence. His book is an important resource for those who want to know what the science really shows. You know, science is never settled, is it? We're always trying to prove something or figure out why something works this way or that way. You know, I really liked what he said, that the evidence, it just doesn't add up. And I think that's why I have always been a non-believer. And, of course, now if you say that, you're ostracized for your lack of faith and lack of belief in climate change. But the lack of evidence is there. It just doesn't add up. Correct, Jim?
Well, he's a great attorney, and, you know, I was thinking that the big demon through this whole climate change thing is carbon dioxide, but the fact is that everything you can see when you look out your window, that's green is made out of carbon dioxide. And the more carbon dioxide that we have in the air, the faster that stuff grows. And, you know, in fact, I think I've got a picture of that in my book of several different trees under several different amounts of carbon dioxide. And it's crazy the way we feel. But even the deserts in, like, Africa are getting greener because of more carbon dioxide. And you know, we're never going to reach a tipping point because we're going to get to the point where the more and more that we have, the better. And if you really want to know the truth, analyze how much carbon dioxide is permitted on a spaceship or on a submarine. It's far more than we're breathing now.
What would happen if we went zero in the air, zero CO2?
All the plants would die long before that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one of those things that doesn't add up. And I think I mentioned to you, I know I did to several others that I've had on from CO2. You know, I maybe don't remember a lot of things I learned in grade school and junior high, but that was one thing I learned, was you exhale CO2 and inhale oxygen. The plants use the CO2 that you exhale, and then they emit oxygen. We need one another for life. So to say you're going to go zero CO2 in the world, in the air, by 2030, I think was their number. What are they talking about? They're talking about death.
Yeah, they don't know anything. You know, and that's another thing about the mask. When you breathe with a mask on, you do not exhale as you would without it. So you're taking in some carbon dioxide. So your body is actually increasing carbon dioxide, which is not
that's
healthy.
Right. No.
So, you know, you need to have a free breathing space, not with a mask.
Absolutely. Now there are those who are using the shields. You know, they kind of remind me of the sneeze guards that are over some of the foods there in the restaurants. I think they've closed all of those right now, but that the smorgasbord restaurants.
Sure.
But it's you know, it's ridiculous. It's not healthy. It's not healthy to walk around in a mask for 24/7. And, of course, I know you take them off when you go home. At least most people do. I don't wear one unless I'm forced to wear one. And I will just not shop at those particular places if I can get away with it. So, you know, I'm just not going to wear one. I don't believe in it.
Well,
I don't
want to
wear one.
You go into the average store that requires masks and you look at their staff. About half of them, the mask is down below their nose, and they're breathing through their nose. And my daughter, who was selling masks, she finally quit because she didn't feel good about it. But she made herself a mask with two holes for her nose. But, you know, just looking at her, you'd say, well, she's got a mask on. But she really didn't because she had the holes for her nose.
Well, and it steams up your glasses. You know, if you're wearing glasses and you've got it up there around your nose and it's not tight fitting over the nose, you're exhaling steams up your glasses. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that these things aren't healthy.
You know, something else I learned from my daughter, I wasn't thinking about it, but, you know, they're going to get rid of all this virus that's coming on us from different people. Well, she makes sourdough bread, and if she forgets to save a starter, she can gradually make a sourdough bread by the organisms that are in the air. There's enough of that bacteria that makes the sourdough bread just floating around in the air. And so it's the same way with this virus. Those little organisms that are making the virus, they're out there all over in the air, and you have a good resistance to them. That's why you never get sick. And children especially don't get sick.
Especially with this one, absolutely. And, you know, it's this virus, I still think that the best vaccine is the herd immunity. So we need to get out. We're going to have more outbreaks, and we have. We've had here in this little county that I'm at, we've had more outbreaks because more people have gotten out. It's not because people aren't or are wearing masks. It's because we're being normal. We're getting out, and we're doing things, and when you do that, you get sick. And there are good bacteria, and there are bad bacteria. Everybody knows that. I don't know about viruses being good, but there's good bacteria and bad bacteria. We're just about out of time. I want to have you kind of close up on the truth about climate change and common sense.
Well, I'd just like to say, You know, I'd like to see, excuse me, if every high school kid could get a copy of this book and read it, and then share it with a friend. You know, if there's somebody that's so poor they can't afford a book, I'd be glad to send them one just to be sure they have one.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Climate Change, A Convenient Truth by Jim Hollingsworth. He wrote it because he cares. He wrote it because he's tired of seeing our children afraid, our people, our young people afraid. And it's time that we knew the truth about climate change. It's a convenient truth, but it's inconvenient for those who are trying to make money off of it. Thank you, Jim, for all that you've done. Thank you for being with me here today. Jim called me and said, let's get back on and talk about this book again. And so I said, absolutely. And it's been fun visiting with you and talking about all the things that are going on. And it's time. Jim, thank you so much. It's time that America stopped being afraid. It started standing up. Research. You have those things available, and this is available to you right now. Climate Change, An Inconvenient Truth by Jim Hollingsworth. Because we have to educate ourselves in order to, you know, bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.